Welcome back to another episode. It's your girl Mel. And today we're gonna hit some topics. We're gonna hit a little, it's gonna it might be a little heavy. Just forewarned. This is your warning. Heed my warning. We are going to talk about quiet onset. Now, I was forced to watch it. I will state that because I did not want to watch it. My roommate wanted to watch it. So therefore, I obliged and, we watched the show. Now, mind you, my roommate, his experience with watching Nickelodeon and my experience with watching Nickelodeon are two different experiences. So that's going to be a very interesting perspective that I give you when I talk about this. Now mind you, overall, just horrible what these grown men did to children. Okay, whatever. That's where we're at with that. That's just stated for the facts. Now, the thing that really got me was you can see the advancement in technology. When it comes to how it progressed, right? So the point where it really took a darker turn. Awesome. There we go. So where this takes a dark turn, right, is where the kids are now being recorded. But not by the TV show. We're talking Dan Schneider had his own personal small camera, and we know very pixelated, very old, whatever. But he would walk around with this camera and then do power dynamics and scare the kids, in particular the girls. There's a particular one that sticks out. It's just she's so uncomfortable. Ariana Grande and I don't know the other girl's name, but Ariana's sitting on the ground, and here comes Dan with the camera, and she like covers herself. Like you could just tell something going on. So it's just that's interesting. The camera really took him to another level, and then on top of that, this man is a very insecure man. Like, I feel like just from, and this is me, when I watch things, I really like analyze things. I really should have been in psychology, but because the mind is very amazing to me. But this man literally in my brain got caught at the age of 15 and never progressed past that. His body aged, his mind was stuck on 15. I feel as though in his brain, and I'm probably that this is just again, there is no factual anything from what I'm saying. These are not facts. These are just my opinion. And they could be off base. Hard disclaimer here. But I feel like he is reliving his time in middle school or high school. But early high school, we're talking probably like freshmen, but mainly middle school is what I'm feeling. The age group of these kids, the girls, him not being physically attractive, but now he's in a position of power. And now he's got these attractive women. Well, let me rephrase, attractive kids, at his beck and call. And then now he also has power dynamic throughout the set. This man is walking around like God himself. So it's just kind of I always try and I try and figure out why a person would be attracted to a child. And it always because I mean again ki kids are kids. They're kids. They're not attractive. Like, I don't, whatever. But I asked my roommate this, and it always comes back to power dynamic and situations like pedophilia. The power dynamic is strong here because of an insecurity. And the only way to feel woof is when I have an overarching power over you. And that's, he likes that dynamic. And that's crazy to me. Like, for me personally, I would love for things to be consensual, right? You are coercing, you're grooming children. And then let's not get on, what is his name? Brian Peck? Is that his name? Brian? Is that crazy man? Let me just Google real. Yeah, Brian Peck. Okay. That man, by far, diabolical. That poor boy. And we're not gonna let Dan get off with, what all he's done. But I will say, Dan hasn't been caught with his hand in a cookie jar, if you know what I mean. Brian has. And the things that this man did to this child, it breaks my heart. So, with all that being said, now we're gonna go to the perspective of my roommate watching it versus me watching this whole Quiet on Set. Mind you, I repeat, I did not want to watch this because I already knew it was gonna mess me up a little bit because it's a whole lot of nostalgic memories coming into play with what they were going through as you were enjoying this show production, whatever. Now, I'm gonna start this out real simple. So I am 35 years old. So therefore, I was in the era of Nickelodeon, Disney, but more so I watched Nickelodeon. That was my go-to. And apparently, lucky for me, I watched more of the animated shows, so cartoons, stuff like that. I didn't really watch the people shows. When the people shows started to really pick up was kind of when I was more a teenager. And I was already busy with activities and stuff. So I didn't really like watch those shows anymore. So I kind of like phased out of Nickelodeon altogether. And I transitioned to MTV, where if I'm gonna watch people things, we're gonna watch like real world shit. Like that's what we're gonna watch. And probably not age appropriate at the time. But I feel like, and I talked about this on another episode, but like the real world series really kind of preps you a little bit just. We're dealing with people with different perspectives. And that's kind of what I go over on that episode. I don't know what number. Go take a look. Go take a deep dive into the catalog. Have fun. But the era that I watched of Nickelodeon did not involve these shows that, they're talking about. Now, I will say, I did watch all of that. That was my shit. I watched all that up until a certain point. Actually, I think I watched all that up until Amanda Bynes was in there. Like she was in a couple seasons that I watched, not religiously, but it was like there. And then she had her own show, right? The Amanda Bynes show. Mind you, Amanda Bynes is hilarious. I just feel for her because as you are sitting on stage trying to like perform and like get out of the world that you are dealing with once the cameras stop. You got to go back to this like crazy situation. That's a lot for a kid. That's a lot for anybody, but that's like times 10 for a kid. Very damaging. And you can kind of see how Amanda kind of spiraled. And I completely understand. I never judged her at any point when she was in her, when she was spiraling. And yeah. I do pose a question though, and this is just off the dome. Who do you think handled this whole traumatic experience better? Drake or Amanda? It's a tough one. And I think outwardly, Drake has handled it well. However, locking things in, not good for the spirit, not good for the body, not good for the mind. I think Amanda being outward and stating, "Oh yeah, I got pregnant by my boss, had to have an abortion." Like, stated this, and people did not listen. But yeah, so it posed the question, who do you think handled it better? And honestly, there's no like right way to handle this, but is there power within keeping it bottled in, or is there power in speaking it? But if you speak it, are you being heard? So I don't know. It's just it's such a this is such a tough pill to like deal with. So again, my era of Nickelodeon was not the people shows. So yeah. It's just again, it's just a it's a tough pill to handle, to deal with. Yeah. All right, so I don't know where I was in the chat. I had to stop. So when it comes to, I think we're talking about Brian Peck, how weird he is. He's weird. Power dynamic big time. I will say, yeah, with the era of Nickelodeon that I watched, it I didn't have to watch the people shows. Now my roommate, oh, he grew up on those shows. He watched those shows and he had huge crushes on the girls. All right. So that's the dynamic. For him, this is scarring. This is actually really big on your what is it called? This is really big on your development as a child. This is like a huge hit to like the reality of what was really happening during that time versus what you saw. So for me, I didn't get hit like that. He did. And it was very interesting to watch. The whole time I'm watching this documentary, I'm like, yo, he probably did, like, Dan Snyder probably did this with all of these kids. Same thing with Brian. All of these kids. He's like, Mel, don't mess it up for me. Sir, we gotta be real about what just happened, what's happening, or what has happened. All of the tenses. Like, this is not a normal situation. And there's nothing to like mess up because it's the reality of what has happened. So I think watching this whole Quiet on Set brings a lot of questions or a lot of things that need to be put in place to protect kids. And sometimes even the parents are not protecting their children, obviously. You know, hey, I get my paycheck, go home. So it's just overall, it's just a sad. It was it like honestly, as a perspective after watching that, it messed me up for a good day or so after. It's just it, you know, it's just it's not. It's a kid, like it's a child. So you want children, you like kids like that. That's weird. That is weird for me. You take the cake on that one. You take the cake on that one. What I will say to Brian, I hope you get everything you want in jail. I hope that every day is rough for you. I hope that you have no protections for what you're about to go through or are going through. Also, I don't think you have enough time. And you know, the other thing too, how Drake is handling all of this, kudos to him. I do worry about him in terms of mental health because this now, okay, he's dealing, okay, let's try this again. Not even try again. Let's like I'm really gonna break this down. So imagine Drake going through the sexual assault for years, right? Going through the courts now to get Brian Peck. So he's going through this twice, right? This is reliving all this again. Actually, no. This man's lived this thing at least 5 times. First was when he had to report it to the cops. Very descriptive, very detailed. Secondly, was when they had to build a case up against Brian Peck. Okay. When the case got out, of course, his name was sealed. You don't know who it is. Mind you, Brian Peck was Drake's like manager or whatever he was to him at that time. Third time going through it because now people are questioning. They're trying to figure out who the person was because, again, the name was sealed. So, there's always that gossip going around on set. It's third time he's dealing with this. Just when you think you're out the clear, here comes, the documentary. And no fault to the documentary at all. We're just really putting eyes on a lot of things. So, this is the fourth time that he's dealing with this now. And now it's probably worse than him having to detail talk about it to the cops because now everybody's in your business. The internet's crazy. So yeah, Drake is living this at least 4 times. And I mean, I can't even say how many times Amanda Bynes is living this. And the fact that she didn't participate in this, I don't even blame her. It's just a lot for a person. This is a lot. And I hope that they make it out because this is like a forever thing that you deal with. And now everybody knows. And like now I feel like anytime I see Drake, my brain's gonna go to like Brian being a complete asshole to him. That is. I get angry for him. And, what can you do? But overall, this whole show, this whole documentary, and my roommate made me sit through all four of it. Okay, I was not a happy camper watching this. I felt extremely sad, and I did not want my mood to be bumped like that. Wow. So, again, I'm thankful that I was protected from having the Nickelodeon people shows have an imprint on my upbringing as a child. Also, let's be real. And this is just, from me, like I watch shows. I really watch shows. I'm really good at film. I just don't have the creed to say, hey, I'm good at film, but I really like, in another world, I probably could have been a director big time. I think I would have been a really good director. I mean, I could still probably do that, but like I watch shows and I watch for clarity. I watch for like how they do shots. Like I really do dissect how film looks, and I feel like I'm really good at it. But I'm gonna say this, and I mean this with my spirit. Dan Schneider shows were not that good anyway. Like, let's be real. Like they showed the potato scene with Ariana Grande, and I'm just like, I wouldn't have watched this, wouldn't have been funny as a kid, and it's not funny now. And then, of course, someone said it, and it's perfect. Dan Schneider did not make these shows for kids, kids were just the caveat that he used to make this pedophilia fucking content, but it's legal and it's not like, oh, well, I mean, they're not doing anything inappropriate. He absolutely chose a loophole. And yeah, he didn't make this show for kids watching it. No, he made that for the guys that like children. Or I wouldn't even say guys, because I'm not going to put it just on men. The pedophiles that like children, okay? Yeah. Shit's fucked up, man. Let's be real about it. It's a lot. 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 This is a lot. So I feel for Drake and I feel for Amanda Bynes. I also feel for the other people who did not participate that experienced either person in whatever capacity that they did. Oh, this was the part that got me the most. Hurt my heart, hurt my spirit. The dad. Oh. There's nothing worse than seeing a man cry. And I'm not saying that it's any type of, oh, he's weak for crying. No. When a man cries, oh, it's so deep to the spirit. It's to the core, like way down. And the fact that Drake did not tell him in the moment where they finally caught Brian Peck, right? And he's like, oh, thank God. You know, your mom didn't leave you alone with him. Oh my goodness. My it may And you know, Drake didn't want to crush his daddy. So he chose not to tell him not, he chose not to tell him at the time. And I can respect it, 'cause who wants to hear who wants to tell their parent, yeah, you know, once, you know, ownership was transferred over to my mother. My mother did, in fact, leave me with Brian Peck for hours upon hours, upon days, upon weeks. And he did everything under the sun. He said, think about the worst things you could do to somebody. Times 10. That's what Drake said. Wow. I would have killed that man. Like, don't play with me like that. Nope. And if I got kids, granted, my kids not gonna be in no situation like that. Because we go watch my kids like a hawk. Okay. Y'all not playing with me. But you talking about vengeance? Oh, I would have hate in my heart. I really would. I would find a way to get that man. You hear me? And then here's the other thing too. This is the other side of, and this is just like a moral thing. And this is what the world needs to work on, being just a moral, just having morals. People knew that things were inappropriate. Even the Dan Schneider thing. Inappropriate. 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 Especially that fucking picture that he sent that girl. Oh, I just wanted to show her. What? You sent a child an explicit picture of yourself? Sir! Oh! The mom saw it. I don't want to mess up my child's career. Bitch, you about to put trauma on this child that's way deeper than money. What? People don't have morals nowadays because they so focused on the dollar, and that's my problem. I hate money. I hate money. Money is like the worst thing that has ever been put on this earth. The value of money, the focus on money, the obsession with money is a problem. And we got to do better. We got to do better. I personally hate money. I hate money because it turns people very evil. And well, I could do a lot of things with money. Yes, you can, but are you gonna do good with money? That's the test. And you see with Diddy, did he or didn't he? Did he get all this money, right? Diddy's still a horrible person. Facts. Diddy's in fire right now. Okay, as I'm recording this, Diddy was pacing outside of an airport as his houses were getting seized. Houses, three of them. Okay. Yeah. So, you left your kids. I feel like he had a heads up. I really do. But whatever. That's a whole sidebar, completely other topic that I probably could talk about. I don't know if I want to talk about that on camera. But yeah. These quiet on set kids, kids need things in play to protect them. Also, the biggest crime is the parents that pimp their kids out. That's what I'm gonna call it. They pimping their kids out. For content to tailor to a particular audience that's not children. There's a lady on TikTok that does weird shit with her kids. Well, not does it, but has the kid do weird things on camera. And it's like, oh, well, it's not. You know, she's again floating, riding that line to where it's like, But again, when the child realizes what's going on, we'll probably see something. Say, hey, remember this kid? And then all of the everything, all the information is dropped. But when it comes to protections for children, there needs to be something in play. And there particularly needs to be something in play for kids that have parents that are pimping their kids out. I don't know if that's even a thing to that you can do anything about. What is it? There's a term. I just can't pronounce it. I'm looking at the word in my head. Hold on, let me get it. Conservatorship. Conservatorship. Yeah. I don't know if this would apply in that situation. I don't think it would, but it's like we're deeming this person medically unfit to handle their own finances. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. There's something else I wanted to say. Oh, yeah. So again, the work environment where Dan was working, the work environment that Dan facilitated or was a part of, or, you know, deemed as this is how it's going to be. Dan had everybody scared. Look me in my eyes. I'll be damned if somebody at my workforce is going to make me scared. Okay? We don't play that game. I don't play that game. And I think, you know what's funny where I work? They know that. Like, I'm nice until I'm not. Now, if I'm working in an environment and this man, Dan, is yelling at me, oh, I may laugh. I will laugh. I will definitely laugh at you because, first off, last time I checked, you grown. Last time I know about grown people is we can accurately and efficiently communicate with words because, you know, we all know. We've all agreed that English is going to be our language here in America. So, therefore, you know how to use the English dictionary to come up with the words for a sentence that you need to say that does not require elevation in voice. We don't play that. Okay. I feel you can communicate anything with a calm tone. If it elevates, this conversation ends. Point blank, period. Now, also, the same thing with the writers. They were like, this man picked up off of people's desperation. And I don't fuck with that at all. He was like, hey, you wanna be a writer? Let's split your income with another female writer. This man paid for two writers. No, he didn't pay for two writers. He paid for one writer and got two. That's a deal. And on top of that, the two girls were still getting less than the other guys. And then let's not talk about all the people that let this bullshit ass, these skits, these shows, whatever they're doing, the episode pass, okay? Everybody was afraid of this man. Nobody said, oh, Dan, this might be a little bit too inappropriate. This is a little weird. Nobody said that. And he pulled a Trump card because that's what Trump would do. He did pull a Trump card big time. He's like, well, technically, you know, the shows that I wrote up had to go past all these different tables. And he's not wrong. He's not wrong. Nickelodeon also turned a blind eye to this man and how he was doing his set because, again, money, money, money is our problem. everybody was seeing, oh, we're getting all these ratings. We're doing well against Disney. Keep them coming, Dan. Keep them coming. And Dan did. He did. Okay. So there's a lot more people at fault for the whole Dan Schneider situation. The Brian Peck situation is just this man, and if I'm going to talk a little bit more about it, Brian, from a psychological standpoint, Brian, again, also stuck in middle school mentally. And what I say by that is this man literally fangirled on Drake. Hear me out. When Drake was acting, Drake would perform, like sing and play guitar, right? So you'd have like little concert and stuff that he was having. And this is before Brian came in close. This is when the dad was still in play. The dad was still close by. He would come to this boy's concerts. And normally, nothing weird about it. Support this, that, and the other. He was securing his position in Drake's life and using that connection to get closer to Drake. And again, I'm gonna say this again. Homeboy was fangirling over Drake. Homeboy went through a whole, oh my God, I'm so like he was like, in fact, in love with this boy, and the boy has no idea what's going on. Because again, this boy probably is not gay. Secondly, you are well out of his age group, sir. You're not even on the table for him to even want to be with. Okay. This man capitalized on the fact that, hey, now my block, he conspired. Yo, this is wild. This man, I want you to understand. When it comes to Brian Peck and how awful of a person he is, this man sat there in his house and conspired. How am I gonna get that daddy away from his son? He came up with a game plan. And you know what he did? He had one conversation with that mother and he realized that bitch dumb. He did. He did. He realized that she is stupid and is not on her P's and Q's like the dad was. The daddy don't play by his son. The mother should have been on the same page. But again, this is me looking at it deeper. There was a reason why they got divorced, right? I don't even know what went on and what caused the divorce, but what I will tell you, they are not on the same page. They were never on the same page, hence why their marriage failed. I don't even know how they got married. She was pretty attractive when she was younger. I don't know what she looks like now because Homegirl made sure she did not come up on this TV because she knew the heat was going to come on her big time. So the dad and the mom, not on the same page. The dad asked one thing: do not leave him alone with Brian Peck. And what did this woman do? She let him live with him, basically. She abandoned her child. She did. There was no motherly instincts to protect her child at all. There was no nurturing, none of that. She left him to the wolves. And the fact that Drake came out the way he has speaks a lot on his character and how much work he's actually done in therapy. And, kudos to him to be able to actually talk about this whole thing. Yeah. That mother? I don't know if you're getting a Mother's Day card, ma'am. I don't know if you get a card just for participation in popping the baby out. I feel like at this point in time now, ma'am, you should have protected this child and you did not. So that's something you got to carry for the rest of your life. That's wild. That's crazy. Yeah. This whole thing. Again, I did not want to watch the show. I didn't want I wanted to not know. Okay. Because I knew what was gonna happen emotionally after that. And because this memory is kind of tied to not a memory. This whole situation is tied to people's memories and the nostalgic feeling. And now we're like crumbling that apart. And I'm thankful that I did not watch those shows. I tried to watch Ariana Grande. I didn't like the fact that they made her so dumb. I did not like that. So I was like, no, I like again, she was very cute around that time. Like I had a crush on her. But then I'm like, why'd they make her so dumb? Yeah. Again, me watching stuff from like a director mindset. And this is me as a kid too. I'm telling y'all, need y'all to hear me. I really like film. I like how things are shot in film. You can do a lot with film in terms of like camera angles, perspective. One good movie, and this is off sidebar, but it's a really good movie, Behind Her Eyes. Once you realize what's going on, and they really play big on the camera angles. Camera angles tell a story, and that's what I like about it. But yeah, those poor kids. And then fuck Nickelodeon, because y'all knew. But again, also, you know, Nickelodeon is inappropriate because, again, I grew up in the era of the cartoon part of Nickelodeon, like in the 90s. And let me tell you, the lineup of the shows, Ren and Stimpy. Okay. Rocko's Modern Life. Okay. I grew up on Doug. Hey Arnold. SpongeBob came later on. But we like SpongeBob. This new SpongeBob? I don't know what the fuck that is. What is that? Why he look weird? He look different. I don't like that. Why we just can't go back to old SpongeBob? Whatever. That's how I know I'm old. I shouldn't be watching anyway. Whatever. What else did I watch? And then I did watch Disney shows, cartoon shows. I didn't really care for the people shows. And clearly, that was God's protection for me. And we will take the win. So my roommate's a little after watching it, I didn't really follow up with him after, but during, oh, I could see it just it his happiness, like playing back those like episodes or whatnot, and then seeing it from a different eye, seeing it from an adult eye. Oh my goodness. This man's dreams just that's how you could when I was I may record me watching the show one day. It's on the table for me to do. I just got a lot of things to do and I just haven't gotten around to that thing. But yeah. Observing him watch this quiet on set was very interesting. And I was so thankful that it did not hit me hard in terms of my childhood memories being kind of shifted. We're still pretty much intact. So, yeah, like I'm jumping around because this is a lot to like think about, but Dan Schneider really he played on people's a desperation. He also played on people's lack of attention. And he played on people's careers. Like he really did that. And again, being a little black person in film already tough. And then here we go, you know, the shows that actually did well. So I watched Cousin Skeeter. That was a show that I watched. I also watched Tiana. I really like, listen, that was the show. Ooh, Homegirls. That took the cake, okay? But yeah, other than that, like those were like I didn't really watch many shows. And then also the shows that were tailored to more of ethnic people of color, they canceled the shows. Wonder why. Black people do not play about the kids, okay? We do not play about our kids. We do not play about our kids. I don't have kids, but I don't play about them. When I get kids, I'm not gonna play about them. I'm not gonna play about them kids. Don't play with me. But yeah. I hope that, and I'm gonna wrap this up real quick. I hope that Quiet on Set was not too traumatizing to your childhood. From me watching my roommate, it's scarring to some degree. So I apologize that this even happened. I wish the best for people that have been through this, and they're just trying to just make it through the day. Honestly, it's such a. I've never been in a situation like that, but I can only imagine. The one thing that I don't like as a person, I don't like to feel trapped. And I will say, this is not even like even on the same level, but my last episode that I did, I think it was called My Valentine. That last episode and how I felt trapped. Oh yeah, I don't Drake, oh, that poor boy, trapped with this man. He could not leave him. And then the point where the girlfriend's mom catches on to what's going on quickly, might I add, quickly. Give her a Mother's Day card, okay? She deserves one. And once Drake told Brian that he's not coming to the whatever that they were having planned, whatever reason to get him away from the girl, and Brian said he's not going, and that man called all day. And the mom is like, what is going on here? Why is this man calling all day? Girl, let me tell you, this man is crazy. And boom, drop the mic on her. So yeah, I just feel for the people involved, and I really do hope that this sheds light on child stars and what they go through, and hopefully like some form of protection for them. But again, you got to have somebody there that really cares about children and not trying to exploit them for money. And honestly, is being a child star something that should be sought after? Like, should kid things be animation? And then once they're past a certain age, then they can act. Or, should there be a barrier? Just as a form of protection. I mean, and maybe not put kids like in film, but you can use their voice. You can do animation. Nobody wants to do animation no more. Why? Don't know. Whatever. But yeah, there's got to be something put in play, because this is only Nickelodeon. We ain't even touched Disney. Ooh. We ain't even touched Disney. I'll say that again. We have not even touched Disney. Okay? Yeah. This is the year of revelation. What's done in the dark is coming out to light, so you better make sure your shit is straight. You better make sure you good to go, because it's coming out, all right? Yeah, so y'all be breezy. I'm sorry it took a dark turn. Granted, I did give you the disclaimer, so. And yeah. Y'all have a good day. I will see you on the next one.